Peace begins upstairs in our brain. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with meditation. Peace begins upstairs in our brains. A lot of times we think that we have to make peace on earth by having everybody be quiet, by having everybody stop all their arguing, and by having everybody do what's right to do. We think that there'll be peace on earth when the dogs stop barking and the kids stop yipping and everything stops making noises, and the world is just more calm, more peaceful, and then we have peace on earth. Well, where does peace really come from? Peace really comes from upstairs in our own brain, in our own mind. When we can settle down, when I can settle down, and just sit in the chair and take a deep breath, let it out, and say, oh, I feel so good. I can be in the midst of a big department store with people rushing back and forth. And they have these chairs, and they say, try them out. They're massage chairs and relaxation chairs and so forth. And you, all around you is bustling, hustling, people going, buying, rushing around, looking at things, so excited, so busy. It's not a bad busyness, but it's a very busyness. And you sit in one of these chairs, and you do what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to take a deep breath, let it all out a couple of times, and then relax. And then sit back. And if you turn on the electric massager, that's interesting too. And then you close your eyes. That's just the thing to do. And you're sitting in this chair. You have your eyes closed. Around you, people are running around doing things. Around you are all sorts of things. And you are peace. You are sitting there. I am sitting there in just such wonderful peace. And as I sit there, I sort of breathe deeper and deeper, more gently actually, but deep. And little by little, I sort of drift into my own reverie. And I'm in a state of peace. I'm in a state of wonderful peace. Not absolute peace, because I'm still awake and I know that I am in the public place. But I sit there in peace and I relax. And sometimes it's just for a minute or two, sometimes it's for 5 minutes. And then as I'm sitting there, I realize where I am and I stop. And I sort of open up my eyes again and I look around. And it's interesting. Whenever I sit in one of these chairs, a salesman never comes up to me and says, would you like to buy one? A salesman never comes up and says anything to me. I'm just sitting in there in that chair, totally relaxed, totally peace. And I look around and I see all the activity in the store, but I don't think of it as hustle bustle. I don't think of it as confusion. I don't think of it as a lack of peace. Because now I've had that moment of peace, and in that moment of peace, I take that with me. And now as I go about the mall or the stores, wherever I am looking at things, I do so in a very relaxed, peaceful attitude. And the greatest peaceful attitude that I have is that I feel a sense of being all alone. It's not as though there's other people in the store and that I'm looking around at the other people and I'm acting for them and I am wearing my clothing that appeals to other people because they're trousers or shirt or shoes or what have you that are my good-looking shoes. I don't think a thing about them. I don't think about anybody else in the world except me. And as I am in this state of peace, I know that it begins right upstairs. I can see that, how that happens. Because the whole rest of the time that I'm in this shopping center, it's as though I'm the only one there. I don't recognize or see anybody else. I don't see anyone looking at the merchandise. I don't see anyone at all. I know they're there. Oh, they're there. Oh, the store is full of people. That's why it can be open. But it's not full of people for me. For me, I am the only one there. And I may spend an hour in that store looking at the various things that I'm interested in, checking them out and seeing how they fit in my life, buying whatever it is I please to buy. And when I leave the store and I go outside, I take that piece with me. And I go to the parking lot where my car is parked. And I get in my car and I'm still at peace. And I say, I am the pure white light of love. I surround this car with my pure white light of love. All its ways are peace, and all its paths are pleasantness. And I say that two or three times. And I sit comfortably behind the wheel of the car before I get ready to start it. I adjust the mirror, the seat, whatever it is that's necessary to adjust. Put the seat belt on, and then I start the car. Carefully, peacefully, I look around. The car parking lot is full of cars, but nothing inhibits me. I can back straight out beautifully. There are no cars that I have to wait for. And then I pull forward and I go on my way. I'm in a state of peace, a state of bliss. One that I started by just sitting in that chair and relaxing for a few moments, trying out that beautiful relaxation chair. Or it could be other furniture too. And as I do that, I bring with me the total peace that I felt in that place. I take that peace with me wherever I go, because peace begins upstairs in my brain. Peace begins upstairs in my thinking apparatus. And as I have the peace there, I take that peace with me everywhere I go. And everywhere I go, I feel everything is okay. There is peace on earth, and it began with me. There is peace in the universe, and it began with me. And there is peace in me, and it began with me. And, you know, that really is where it is all about. There is peace in me, and it began in me. My world is me, and whatever peace there is, it started in me. Whatever peace I experience in the world starts in me and ends in me. Whatever peace I know in my world is first in me. And as I live for myself, as I delight in myself and enjoy myself, then I am experiencing a peace that passeth all understanding. Peace begins upstairs, right in my own thinking system. And I say to myself, I am peace. I am joy. I am harmony. I am life. I am love. I am peace. Peace begins upstairs in my brain and it is wonderful. Join me there and have a delightful trip too. I love you. I love you. I love you.